Penn State football players have their workouts at 5:30 in the morning. They work out 5 days a week, but at 5:30 in the morning, they have extensive workouts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The new strength and conditioning coach at Penn State is Craig Fitzgerald, who talked with the media after the workout this morning.
I know our players did. They had a good time. So it was Tuesday and Friday, we kind of feel, is our big mornings to have our whole football family out there, our coaches, our players, our trainers, our strength coaches, our managers. Everybody's out there involved with football. Everybody from academic support. It's pretty neat. So kind of a team-building experience. We try to make it as fun as we can. As we can, the main point is to get better as a team, get stronger out there, get in better shape. And Coach O'Brien's really honing in on specific, hey, work on your feet, you know, work on your cuts. So it's not just getting through the drills, but being sharp. And I think that's the mentality he wants during practice is just, if we're going to do a drill, let's even slow it down a hair and be really spot on with it. So that's pretty neat to see. The guys are getting better at that rather than just running through the cones, they're actually trying to get better and being specific about what they're doing.
Bill talks about the competitive aspect of everything that you're doing out there. Can you speak to the importance of, you know, whether it's pulling that blue thing or wrestling or all that stuff?
Yeah, that blue thing's kind of fun. Yeah, and that was the first time we've done that, so that's pretty neat. And, competitive nature, most of these guys are three-sport or two-sport or at least football stars in high school, so they're used to competing. And when they get here, they focus on football only. So in the off season, we not only want to train them getting stronger, quicker, and with better agility, we want to keep training that competitive fire like they did when they were wrestling in high school or when they were playing basketball. The off season is also about becoming a better competitor, and we're always trying to find ways to do that. And the guys love it. These guys are, you know, top of the food chain type of, hey, I want to compete, and I'm gonna beat you, you're going to beat me. I want to see who wins and test myself against you. So they love it. That really keeps them going.
What do you call that blue thing?
That blue thing is the tug. It's called the tug. So, you know, it's a neat little deal. I think football coaches have used it for years, using a tire or a rope. We kind of like it because it keeps the guys away from each other, so there's a safety aspect to it. But there's not many rules. It's, you know, offensive guy tries to score by pulling tug in the end zone. Defensive guy is trying to pull it across the 10 and gets real, real competitive when everybody's watching you.
Coach, what are some of the changes you've made around here? Could you talk about some of the stuff you brought in, concepts? Philosophy.
We train with a concept of, hey, let's get the guys together and have them push each other. So we go in bigger groups than I think previously had been occurring. But let me just start off by saying, you know, what they were doing here when I came here, what I noticed first was the guys were always early. The guys always worked hard. And the guys were very, you know, what can we do next, coach? So that was fostering these guys before I got here. So I inherited a really disciplined group to train. So let me start by saying that. Our philosophy here is we're kind of all-inclusive. We like to do speed, agility, quickness, strength, power, explosiveness, conditioning, football-specific, flexibility. Whatever we can get our hands on, we're very aggressive as a strength staff. So I know that's what we do. And we work on really basic fundamentals like power cleans and squats and lunges and deadlifts. And we feel those basic lifts get players stronger for the football field. So that's something we're doing here. And I think something we're doing more than ever is probably, you know, working on, you know, being a little bit better athletes. So we're doing a ton of flexibility, ton of agility, ton of linear speed work. And the guys really like that. They're really getting into it.
Did the guys have any bases in, like, power cleans and deadlifts and things like that before? Or is that new to them?
A lot of them did in high school. And you could kind of see that, and but they have an excellent work ethic, and that's neat to see. And I think they like training with each other. I think now they're training groups of 20 to 30, and we have a good ratio. We have 5 strength coaches working with them, and so we feel it's a pretty good ratio. And they like competing with each other, you know, and seeing each other as teammates, and that's kind of a difference than before. I think they trained in smaller groups before.
How much of these last few weeks just been about form and technique and making sure everything's right?
Every bit of it. Every bit of it has been about form and technique. We're in no rush with these guys. And they're our guys. And we don't want to – we're putting our stamp on them. So, you know, we want to make sure they have great technique. I mean, if they look a little off or they get dinged up in the weight room, that's on us. So we're teaching them from ground zero right now. And they're doing great. And they're also they get a little anxious. They want to do more weight than we want them to do right now. But we're just taking our time. And we use the term slow cook. And they've kind of bought into that. We tell them, hey, by the end of the summer – we'll be right where we want to be. It's not right now where you want it, but I think by the end of summer, you'll all be happy with where you are.
Have you made any changes to the weight room?
We're in the process of that. You know, we got a lot of equipment out of there, so it looks pretty sparse right now, and we're bringing some more equipment in. And what we're going to do is make it a very athletic based weight room. There'll be 24 stations in there for power clean, squats, deadlifts, lunges, flexibility circuits. So it'll be a lot of space in there. So we're kind of excited about that. Most of our movements are when they're standing up. So we don't need a ton of machines. So we won't have those.
Movements like power cleans and stuff, why are those important to football strength?
Well, they work on triple extension. So you're working on getting your hips through, okay, coming up, extending all the way through your toes, right through the top of your head. And you're working on being explosive on the field. There's a good carryover. It carries over to vertical jump testing and broad jump testing. And that's what the NFL seems important to test to see if a guy can play at their level. So there's been a ton of kind of comparisons on that. And you know, our guys really, really understand that. They really like those lifts. The squats, it's a total body movement. When you're playing football, you're on your feet. You're using your whole body. So we try and do movements that mimic that.
Why did you move away from the HIIT-style training and go towards an Olympic-style training?
Well, I never moved away from it. I just have never done the HIIT. So we've always done Olympic-based training. So when Billy hired me, that's the package he was hiring. So it was just kind of, hey, this is what we do. And he knew that from our days at Maryland. And so, okay, I want to do that. And okay, go get him. That was kind of the deal.
Why did you never do the HIIT?
You know, for us, I've always believed in what we're doing now. I've always believed in triple extension. I've always believed in full body movements, standing up and really working on getting better at one rep maxes. So that's always been our basis, really conventional ground-based movements.
How much of a change has it been for the players to adjust? You talked about doing it slowly to make sure the form's right, but how difficult is it of an adjustment for these kids?
I don't think it was that difficult. I really don't. I think a lot, most high school programs are doing similar movements to what we're doing. And, you know, a lot of these guys were pretty good at it. So it was kind of like riding a bike. They haven't done it in a few years, but they were right back on it. It was pretty simple. And they really, for the most part, really were into it.
What we saw today, is that kind of what you do throughout the week, or how different are the workouts each day?
So our Monday and Thursday are usually speed, linear speed training, followed by our lower body training. So it's really our athletic days. And our Tuesday and Friday is our hard conditioning days, what you saw today, followed by upper body days. So they all work together. But that is what you saw. That Friday workout today is similar to Tuesday. Monday and Thursday, we're either in a Luba Hall or running throughout this building, work on acceleration and straight ahead.
Start at 5 o'clock.
Not every day. Okay. Not every day.
No.
Tuesday and Friday always starts at 5:30. So, but the other days we have them in smaller groups throughout the day, four groups, and they come in. They'll come in four more groups today and come in and lift weights and do flexibility and kind of get their bodies back from doing that hard run.
One of the guys has said that they suspect you work out before these workouts. Is that true?
That is true. I like to get it over with. Not because I'm disciplined. I just don't want to do it later. So after a long day of lifting weights on these guys, I don't feel like doing it. So I just come in. It wakes me up a little bit. About 3:30, 4 o'clock. So, yeah, my wife still is trying to figure out what I'm doing at that time of day. But so hopefully she's coming to see me in here one day. But yeah, we get in early. We're kind of, strength conditioning is kind of an early deal anyway. So we're all a little crazy.
Did you pick the music?
I did not pick the music. I won't take credit or blame for that music out there. So that's picked by our young folks. They're better at it than me. So if it was my music, they probably wouldn't run as hard.
So were you cold out there at all?
No, feel good. Yeah, trying to run around gets me moving a little bit.
After all the success you guys had at South Carolina, what made you decide to come back here to Penn State? I mean, you're from Pennsylvania, I know, but like, what made you decide to come to Penn State?
Well, I'll tell you, South Carolina was a great place. And Steve Spurrier is a great coach, great family atmosphere there. And, you know, I just thought this would be a new challenge. That's really why. And, you know, I'm excited to join Billy's staff. And I've known Billy for 10 to 12 years. And it gets us closer to my family and my wife's family. So if we have young kids, that's good. They'll be around their families. But South Carolina is a very, very tough place to leave. And this is just a new challenge. And I kind of wanted to take it on alongside Billy.
How much input did you have on the resident strength staff?
Billy's great about trusting what we're doing. And Billy also knew one of our strength coaches, Dwight Gault, before. But I told Billy about our staff, and he had to obviously sign off on every guy, but I explained to him each guy and their value, what they would bring, and you know, I feel he's very happy with them. And I have an excellent staff. I mean, they really make it go. As you can see, I'm a walk around guy at those drills. Our strength staff's running it, and they did a heck of a job. So they're young, hungry. Our players love them, and they're kind of right there with them, working out with them, and they kind of like being around those guys.
What was it about wanting to work with O'Brien that brought you back here?
I believe in Billy. I think he's a great family guy. He cares about his players, always has. And I know he's going to do it the right way. And so I was excited to kind of help him. He's a guy, he's 42 years old, and he's on the way up. And I think Penn State is extremely fortunate to have him. I think he feels the same way about Penn State. So I wanted to jump in on that. And, you know, the new challenge of being with him, I know he's going to do it the right way.